Eric Moulin joins us from Fees. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, hey, man. I appreciate you coming on. Now, how many competitors are in this, and how many World Tour stops are there in Fees?
Well, the Fees World Tour this year, it will be 5 stops. So the tour started in Montpellier in May.
Okay.
And the second stop was in Croatia in the city of Osijek. The third stop was in USA in Denver 10 days ago, and we are now in Edmonton for the 4th stop. And the last stop will be in October in China in the huge city of Chengdu.
Okay, now a lot of these participants are the same ones that, that participate in like the extreme sports and everything like that. Is that correct?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, we gather all the best riders in the world in a multi-discipline festival, because FIS is literally means in French the Festival International des Sports Extrêmes, which is the international festival of extreme sports. We will have all the best riders in BMX Freestyle Park, in BMX Flatland, skateboard, and mountain bike slopestyle.
So there are 4 events, is that correct?
Oh, yes, there will be 4 different kind of competition this weekend in these 4 disciplines, absolutely.
Are there any of your athletes who cross over from one event to another in this?
Oh, yes, definitely. Most of them are following the tour all season. Some of them, when they place first and they, when they get to the podium, they get to invited to the next stop. So most of them are following the tour all the time, and they're following because for them it's very important. Many amateurs also are following the tour because FIS is also an event for amateurs and professionals. It's a good mix. The amateurs get to ride the same park as the professionals.
Eric, very excited. I'm talking about, I know they make stops along the series, but are any of your mountain bikers in the BMX or your skateboarders in other events during the tour?
Oh, yes, definitely. Let's say, I would like to just to talk probably about the Canadian riders that we have here along the tour, and some of them, we've seen them along the tour at all stops, like Mike Varga is the BMX Freestyle Park rider. Was at the stop in Montpellier. He was also in Croatia. He was in Denver, and he's going to be here in Edmonton. We're going to see also Drew Besanton, and something very special about Drew Besanton, the Canadian rider. He will be participating in BMX Freestyle Park, but also in mountain bike slopestyle.
Now, I was looking in Montpellier. There was like 500,000 fans at the event. Like, it is huge in France. What's your expectations, and why did you guys choose to come to Edmonton?
Oh, yes, indeed. Montpellier, I started 20 years ago, so it took a long time, but it's a success since the first year, and now, indeed, we have 500,000 people attending the event in Montpellier. Obviously, in Montpellier, there's a natural site. The venue is going along the river that crossed the city, and there is natural banks on the side. Though it's a very nice venue for the spectators, so people can easily come. It's pretty much the same here in Edmonton. It's different because we're in a big park, the beautiful park of Havelock Park. It's big, it's massive. There is a huge place to gather a lot of spectators and also to set up all the. So we are expecting, this is the first year we're in North America and the first time in Edmonton. But according to the huge effort made by the city of Edmonton and Edmonton Tourism, plus the staff of FIS, we're expecting tens of thousands of spectators, maybe more. I want to stay humble, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a huge success. It's getting very popular here in Edmonton.
Eric Moulin joins us. He is the media manager for FIS, which, of course, is... has a BMX skateboarding, mountain bike, inline skate, and a wakeboard, and all sorts of different disciplines in the bikes. Because I know on BMX specifically, you've got the freestyle park, and then the flatland and skateboard. You've got the street park and the mountain bike slope style. For maybe some new fans who would be coming to watch for the first time, what's maybe the easiest one to watch and understand?
I think the easiest one to watch and understand would say all of them, because it's pretty obvious when you see the massive kickers, the massive parts we have, the massive obstacles. Everything is very understandable to understand that the challenge they have to face. The BMX flatland is very different because there is no obstacles, so the riders are just spinning on their bike on the back wheel, on the front wheel. It goes fast. It gives you a headache because it's so amazing. It's a form of art. It's very understandable too. The BMX Freestyle Park is just about exploiting the park, going along all the obstacles and making a lot of tricks, having a big consistency. The mountain bike slope style is pretty much a straight line with three huge kicker and a massive step down. Suggest you guys come and check this out, because this step down is really something to check it out. It's amazing. It's very big.
Now, what time is it starting this weekend?
Oh, it's going to start right tomorrow morning for the first training at 9 o'clock, and all action will going along all day. Tomorrow will be dedicated to training and qualification.
Okay.
Saturday, we will have all the semifinals in the afternoon, and all the finals will be on Sunday afternoon. You don't want to miss this day.
Now, I noticed that International Cyclists Union, where BMX freestyle just became a recognized bicycle discipline. What does that mean for your event, and what does it mean overall for BMX riders?
Yes, indeed. It's a big thing. It's a bit earthquake in the BMX freestyle park world. Indeed, this year, the UCI and the FIS have decided to collaborate to create the first ever UCI BMX freestyle park World Cup. So every stop of the BMX freestyle park during the World Series of the FIS are labelized UCI. And at the end of this year, we're going to have the first ever winner of this BMX freestyle park World Cup, labelized by UCI. So it's a big thing. It also shows that the big federation are showing a big interest now in freestyle sports, and it puts the BMX freestyle park on the way and on the rails to the Olympics. As we've seen this year, the Olympics will be in Tokyo in 2020. We can expect to see the BMX freestyle park in the next one too.
Eric, with the skateboard park, can you describe for our listeners I guess the makeup of it? Is this going to be a park with one of those huge half pipes where guys are getting big air? Is this going to be one of those crowd-pleasing things like that?
It's a bit different. It's more like a skate park, a traditional skate park. The BMX park and the skateboard park mixed together in the same park. But there is like two different kind of line. Some lines are more dedicated to BMX with huge obstacles, with nice curves, to get some big air, big walls, and big quarters. And on the side of the park, there is more like street line space. It's more appropriate to skateboard. It will fit also for the BMX guys. So we can expect to see some skateboarder using some BMX obstacles. So this park is definitely very versatile, and we can expect some big action and some big surprise.
And how much are tickets, and where can people get them?
Oh, there's nothing to pay. The event is free access to the public, as always, for FIS events. I want to say that there is two main points to the DNA of FIS. It's a free access event for the public, and also open competition for professionals and amateurs.
Oh, I love it. And I'm looking at the schedule, and on Saturday you've got the BMX freestyle going on, and then you've got the BMX flat as well as the MTB slope style. One last one for you, Eric. I really appreciate your time. Ryan DeCenzo is one of the best Canadian skateboarders around. I think he's won five X Game medals, including a gold in this past summer. Is he going to be competing?
Yes, indeed, and we are so happy to welcome Ryan DeCenzo. It's the first time we're going to see Ryan coming to a FIS stop. So
okay.
We're stoked because he's one of the best riders in the world. He's Canadian, and we're so happy to have him. So, guys, come and check this out, because this guy, you want to see him riding on the park.
Really appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to this. Might have to check it out on Horlock Park Saturday and Sunday. What time does it open on Saturday?
Oh, 9 in the morning every day for the first training. So action will be running from 9 to 7 p.m. every day.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.